What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org.
AMA to wrap up.
Can we get this snow to melt?
Yeah.
Please.
Come on, son.
Please melt snow. My damn steps, the front steps at the house, it's like ice blocks on the steps.
Yeah.
I had to go out there and break them up this morning.
I know.
Yeah, dog. And I don't want the Amazon man slipping and then I'm, you know.
And yeah, then you're liable.
Then I'm liable.
Exactly. Or I don't want to slip.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I figured. I was like, damn, is that snow still? Yeah. I wouldn't hit my foot on it and it was rock hard ice.
Ow.
Yeah, man.
The sun needs to show up and do its job.
Yeah, dog.
Any snow that landed in the shade is still there.
Yeah, man. Get it together, son.
We're a week away, Randy. This happened a week ago.
They're talking about snow next week.
Don't say that.
Yeah, man. I don't need all that.
I'm a one and done when it comes to snow.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I like snow if I go to it, if I choose to go to it.
Thank you.
Then I choose to leave.
Thank you.
If it shows up, it was cool to see the kids play in the snow and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of a one-day deal. Yeah. This city does not function great.
It does not.
When the snow's out there, everybody's life gets thrown off. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Hey, two things. Randy, you from Fort Valley, and, you know, y'all got them wild hogs out there like cockroaches.
Right.
So my question for you is, you ever had any wild hog, and do you like it? And then Andy, me and the boys taking a golf trip. We go once a year usually. This year we're going to Hilton Head. So you got a club out there that you prefer to play or, you know, recommend us to try out.
All right, Mason.
All right.
They got wild hogs down there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do. But I'm not freaking Sylvester Stallone and Rambo in First Blood. Remember he jumped off that damn tree and stabbed that wild ass pig?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, that thing on the spit in like
9 minutes. Yeah, that thing on the spit.
He was starving.
Yeah, no, that ain't no damn wild hog, man. What's wrong with you, Mason?
What are we talking about, wild hogs though? Like,
I don't know.
Some of those like boars, they'll kill you.
Yeah, they will.
They're not boars like with tusks.
Okay.
They're just feral pigs that are out in the wild.
They're just out there.
Yeah. Now they are mean and aggressive.
How's the bacon taste? It's about the same thing.
Probably pretty good.
So I had some bacon. Yeah, I had some pig bacon.
So you have had them or no?
I don't know if it's a wild hog. Yeah.
Mason was probably asking, so in any family get-togethers, do you go out and kill a hog and come home and clean and cook it? Most of your bacon probably comes from the store, I would imagine.
Oh, no, I've never done it. Now, I've cooked pigs before, but I've never done it before.
We went over. You got a whole grill special just to cook a pig.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Anybody want to buy that damn thing?
How many times have you used it?
I've not used the thing since that cookout. I have not used that damn
thing. Here's my suggestion.
Huh?
You're not going to like this suggestion. Have another big party and cook another pig.
I do. That's fine with me. It's cold right now.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm gonna break it. Next party, first party, I'm bringing it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the garage down in the basement since that party.
Well, here's what
because my wife hates it because it's so damn big.
It's really big. It's a really, really big grill.
Yeah.
But it was really cool when you cooked the whole pig on it.
Yeah.
We got to go over there and just grab handfuls of pork and throw it on your plate.
Yeah, that's what we got.
That was awesome. Bam. We've been talking about this for years, and we just need to actually do it. I got to get an extra freezer first. But if you get, we buy a half a cow each.
Yeah.
You could use that grill for that.
I can do, yeah. But you can do, dude, that pig, it had a pig.
Half a cow.
It was a whole pig. And then it was like, I promise you, though, like 100 pieces of chicken on there all at the same time. That's how big that damn thing is.
Very big grill.
That's how big it is.
It's a very big grill. As far, honestly, my golf course recommending in this part of the country is not great. Like, I've only played a handful of courses. I mean, Hilton Head, you could try to play Harbortown. That's the one where they play the RBC. I got to go to the tournament a couple years ago. Now, my.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
My wife's cousin works at, like, the resort that all that takes care of all that stuff. And she did say if we ever go out and visit, she could get me on the course.
Right.
So I want to play it, but I never played it. So all a long answer to say I don't have any recommendations. I'm sorry. Jack is in Tucker. Hey, Jack.
Hey, y'all. Hi, Jack. Random health question.
Oh.
What are you guys doing to keep your immune system strong these days?
Hmm. Oh, man.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it, Jack. I don't do nothing. Like, I know a lot of people take the booster stuff and vitamin C and all that stuff. Now, I don't really take that. If I take something, it's because I am sick. I don't do a lot of stuff to prevent it.
I take a multivitamin on a daily basis. I take
Look at you.
A men's once a day.
Hey, dog. I do. Hey, man. My wife buys me those things.
You should take them.
I do take them. I'm out now.
Oh, okay.
And she probably listed, so it'll probably be one of them big-ass things from Costco.
Yeah, those are big pills.
They're big as hell. I know you have trouble with big pills.
I have trouble with all pills. I can't swallow pills. I can't.
Yeah.
Big, little, whatever. Even the little-ass Claritins.
You can't swallow them, Lee?
I mean, I could. It's a mental thing. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, no.
Something's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You do like the one-a-day gummies?
Is that
the multivitamin?
I chew up those big, nasty-ass pills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they flavored?
I'm so numb to that now. Like, I've chewed so many disgusting pills that it just is what it is.
Out here eating chalk sticks.
Yeah.
I'll bite a liquid gel cap.
Damn, homie.
It's not.
What's that like?
I've never.
Gross.
It's like a gusher.
It's like a gusher that tastes disgusting.
Damn, homie.
See, I don't know what I do when if I start getting an itch in my throat or a sniffle, like repeatedly, not just eating spicy food or something like that, I'll start taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever get sick.
Yeah, we have those little emergency
packs. Yeah.
Anytime I feel anything coming on, I just emergency as much as I possibly can. Yeah. And then, I mean, the best thing for my immune system is my two kids have been in daycare for the last 4 years.
And that helps out there,
so
dog.
We got it all.
Yep.
And we got it out of the way. My wife was sick for the first nine months
that
she was at daycare. And now they're both just, they're road ready now. Like, they can't get sick, pretty much. They had to hand, foot, and mouth go around the daycare
a
couple weeks ago. I was like, Jack had that 3 times. He's good. Send him in. He had it on his hands, he had it on his feet, and he had it on his mouth.
Ew.
He's fine.
Yeah, man.
He's
the kids, they bring that nasty stuff home.
Yeah, no, they do. They do, but now we're all good. Mike is in Dallas. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. You kind of remind me of Colin Jost and Mike Shea from Saturday Night Live. Your chemistry is great.
I love you,
dude,
Mike.
Have you ever watched the outtakes from that show?
From what?
From Saturday Night Live? It is freaking hilarious.
Like when they can't keep it
together? When they can't keep it together?
Yeah.
Oh, it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, but you guys have great chemistry. But here's my question. I guess it's for you, Randy. Being in the league, what I love about watching sports is at the end of the games, the guys get together because they've been on the same teams before, they've, you know, played together in college and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up to each other, shake hands, hug and all that, ask, you know, how mom's doing and all. Has there ever been a situation where guys were going at it hard and heavy during the game, and then after the game, they actually continue to fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know everybody's seen the most recent one. You remember when Aaron Donald, the guy for the Seahawks, was it Britt? For the Seahawks or something, Aaron Donald didn't have no pads on, went and grabbed his helmet.
Yeah, the offensive line.
Yeah, they
right?
thought he was going to shake hands and he grabbed him. Yeah, we've had to separate some dudes before. A team, you know, after goes down and all of a sudden you just see everybody running over and they about to, like, dude, game over. We won.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It's right. Like, the best one I tell you all the time was when we were playing the damn Raiders and Seymour and, who was the other dude tackle? Seymour, and it wasn't Big Hen. But anyway, we were We were playing the Raiders, and they were just going back and forth the whole way. Rich Seymour in the damn line. And I'll just never forget, we were in the tunnel where that tunnel that goes over, that thing that goes over, it says excellence and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're at each other's face, Andy. Like, because they're locker room and just going, it's just like, and all of a sudden a body fell through the damn tarp.
A fan?
A fan fell through the tarp. fell through the tarp, landed straight on his damn head.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Now, like,
he died? Dude, he died?
Broke his neck.
Oh, God. But now,
like, I'm like, literally, we're face to face, but it's about to go down, and a body just comes and falls through the damn tarp.
Well,
boom!
That'll stop a fight.
Oh, it stopped the damn fight.
That'll stop the fight.
It damn sure did.
Dang, was he just drunk and fell?
I don't know. Wow. Dude fell right in that damn thing.
That's not good. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I got two questions. Hey, Randy, my first question is, the guy was your teammate, the running back at Georgia. He tore his ACL in the Pro Bowl game
Robert.
In the sand.
Yeah, Robert Edwards.
How he doing these days?
He's doing good. He's a head coach at his high school in Washington County.
Okay. Yeah. My next question is, do y'all think Levin Smith, you know, be capable of coming to being our defensive coordinator?
But, you know, because I think they were all, like, with under that Dungy tree a little bit with that old Tampa 2 and everything like that. I don't see why that – I would think if you bring Lovey on, if you bring, like, a Marvin Lewis or somebody like that on, I would think Rod would call the defense, though.
Right.
I would think Rod would call
– That's more like a game plan
kind
of thing.
Yeah, he'd be like a senior defensive assistant and defensive like that. But I would think if they would do that, Rod would call the play.
Yeah, that's an interesting name, too, because – you know, obviously he was around for so long, had a lot of success and all that. He hadn't been coaching for a couple of years.
But he's
out of football.
And he has familiarity with them because of the fact, like I said, all the Tony Dungy, Tampa 2,
Tampa.
They worked together in Tampa
probably.
Yeah.
Maybe a brief overlap. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm sure they know each other, like you said. I don't know. I was thinking about, we had a great call the other day after we talked about what we wanted in a defensive coordinator. It was like, I need a grumpy old grandpa at defensive coordinator. They also have to have like a grumpy old grandpa name, you know?
Lovey.
Lovey's great.
Lovey.
Great. Lovey, Buddy, Gunther.
Wink.
Wink. Yeah. You can't have a defensive coordinator, no offense, but he can't be named Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's an offensive coordinator's name.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinators are named like Nick, Zach, just with a C.
Yeah.
Like the Falcons have.
Z with
you know? Like millennial names.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator's gotta be named like wild stuff.
Wink.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Wink counts. Wink absolutely counts. Even Lou kind of counts.
I like Lou.
Lou's a solid.
Lou's solid.
Older man name. I like
Lou.
That.
Captain Lou Albano.
There you go. Lou Williams is kind of the youngest Lou I know. You know any young
Lou? But he was Lewis, wasn't he?
Lou?
What his name, Lewis?
I bet he went by Lou.
I know he went by Lou Williams. I wonder if his real name was Lou. Wiss.
Oh, I don't know.
Lou Wiss.
You want me to Google?
L-O-U-I-S.
Lovey's real name is Lovey.
Yeah.
That's not a nickname.
No.
The man's name is Lovey Lou Smith.
Damn sure did.
Huh.
His mama named her. His mama named maybe she was trying to come up with something different.
She loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Lewis Tyrone Williams.
Okay.
Went by Lou.
I never heard any younger cat go by Lou.
Yeah. I had a classmate in elementary school named
Is it L-O-U-I-S?
L-O-U-I-S.
Yeah. On my L-O-U-I-S, I would call him Lou, or we would call him Lulu, but like he always wanted to be called Lewis.
One of my best friends just named his son Louie.
Really?
Yeah, like Louie Louie.
Is it short for something?
Nah, it's just Louis.
Oh.
His name's Louis.
Huh.
Pretty wild.
Like Vuitton?
Like Louis Vuitton. No, there's no S on the end of it.
Okay.
It's just Louis.
Huh.
Like Louis Louis, the song.
Louis.
Mark is in Tucker. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. Really quick. Andy, I'm going up to Seattle to Mount Rainier in September. Any trails, any particular scenic views to go and do? And then... Randy, when's the last time you've been in the wilderness since you've been born hard?
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Wait a second.
I got a couple for you, Mark, there.
Okay.
Rainier.
First of all. Yes, I knew that.
Rainier. You're going to want to get that one right. And then, I don't know, go to Sunrise. There's a million different trails that you can go to from
there's
there.
There's mountain lions up there, right?
There's stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to be
stuff that can kill you.
Yeah, there's wildlife that could kill you.
How about that? You worry about that.
Keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah, how about that?
But like Sunrise, there's going to be a lot of hikers too, so like
more variety for the mountain lion.
Yeah, the numbers are higher, so you're less likely to be the victim.
Yeah.
But there's pretty like light hikes and then there's strenuous stuff too, but that's where you would go to see the meadows are very famous.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amos, the wildflowers and stuff like that. So go to Sunrise.
I didn't hear him what he asked me.
When's the last time you were in the wilderness?
I don't go no damn wilderness. What is wilderness?
You've been in the wilderness.
What is wilderness?
You guys went camping last summer, didn't you?
We didn't go camping, went glamping.
I can't believe you actually said that.
It's soft as hell. It's hard to, but I was hard out there though. I slept with the because you know you got the double thing for the tent. I slept with it open. So mosquitoes got in there.
Yeah, I dare you to come
in. I grilled hard. Like, I had that damn flame so high. Yeah, I went damn glamping.
You went glamping.
Yeah.
We go glamping now, too. Like, when me and my dad and my brother and Lily go, it's glamping.
Yeah, whatever.
We're staying in a
group. Yeah, I don't go out there where stuff at. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on that, man.
What's the closest to the wilderness you get regularly?
Like
you said, you don't go where stuff at. Which, yeah. I think we all know what you mean. But like you get close to it. Some like when you go to Colorado.
Yeah, man. When I go to Colorado, dog, I be up in them cabins chilling. I don't be all out there. Like I'll go out there one time with them, and like we went to Vail. Vail ain't really wilderness.
Right. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, it ain't very wilderness.
Town.
But like we go to Breck.
You could get to the wilderness.
We went to Breck. We was in the wilderness. Okay. We went snowmobiling and all that stuff.
Oh, that's okay.
It was really cool.
That sounds
but
fun.
Other than that, no, I'm at the cabin chilling, dog. I'm at the cabin. I'm walking around the ski lift like I'm one like saying, bro. Said gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said gnarly.
You got to use the lingo.
That's a gnarly hill there, bro. It's a gnarly hill there, bro.
Man, if I was up there just whatever, didn't know you, and you walked up to me and said, it's a gnarly hill, bro, I'd be like, this guy's making fun of me, man. There's a camera somewhere, this guy's making fun of me for sure.
I'm just telling you, dog, all you got to do is walk that walk. With the ski pants walk, with the shoulders off.
The hardest way to walk is when you have your snowboard or ski boots on. Because there's no, you got to walk, you walk like your legs don't.
Yes, they always do that.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Man.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, we're going to
wrap it up. Andy has strong opinions on dunks.
I do.
Yeah, I never heard before.
I love dunking so much. I so wish I could do it, and I never will. Randy is an inquisitive lad.
Yes.
I'm both Jerry Jones and Joe Patrick. Credit horse.
They are.
Yes, they are.
If you can't go out under a woman, go out calling a game. And as demonstrated,
Everyone knows a little sign language.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Abe flipped us off earlier.
That's pretty good, though.
That was
pretty good, man.
I earned it. I deserved it.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had it coming. Dukes and Bell coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It'll be a happy hour Friday at 11 a.m.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.